tshuva. But even Menashe himself also did not do tshuva. And like Rashi says, "Vemshichel kulam achrav." Everybody went after Menashe. Omer Rav Yechonon, "Koloyim Menashe lechelig lalom abo." Like according to Yehudi Shita, according to Tanakam, whoever says that Menashe, even though we did tshuva, does not have a chelik lalom abo, is merapa yedeim shabal tshuva. He's going to make it hard. He's going to make it merapa, make it soft for people to do tshuva. Why? Because here people are going to see that the Menashe did do tshuva, and still he was not zeich lalom abo. People will give up from doing tshuva. The Tony Tony came to Yechonon. Tan learned from Yechonon. Menashe asher tshuva shloishim v'sholosh shanim. For 33 years, Menashe was doing tshuva. So if you're going to tell me that ain lachilik lalom abo, it's going to be merapa yedem shabal tshuva. People will forget to do tshuva. They'll give up. The Chassid, what's the proof that he did tshuva for 33 years? The Chassid says, "Ben shtei nesrei shana b'Menashe b'molchay." He was 12 years old when he became king. The chamishim lechamish shana malach v'Yisrael. He reigned for 55 years. Says v'yasora kasher osachav melach Yisrael. He did bad like the same amount of time that Achav did. Now kama molach Achav. How many years was Achav a king? We had before esrei matatin shana, 22 years. If so, Menashe kama molach. Chamishim v'chomish. Menashe is a king we had now for 55 years. If so, deduct 22 from 55. Dal minayu eskim v'tatin. Those are 22 years that he did bad, like Achav. But mashma, the rest of the 33 years, toshele tlosom atlosa. The next 33 years, that he was doing tshuva. He was doing taif. So if you're going to tell me that he is not zech v'elam abor, it'll be a terrible thing. So Rabbi Yechon Stam also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that Avad the Menashe, Hashem was Makabal his tshuva, and Yesh to Chelik Lelam Abo. Om Rabbi Yechon Mishem Hashem Ben Yechoi. My Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Vayish Meilov, Vayechtar Loi. It's written Vayechtar. So the question is, Vayechtar Loi Mibor. Should have said that Hashem listened to his tefila. What's the Lashon of Vayechtar he cut? What he cut out? Melameid Shosla Kodesh Baruch Hu Kimin Machteres. HaKadosh Baruch had to make a special breach, a special hole, a special digging for Menashe Berakia in the Shemayim. K'dei lekabloi b'tshuva mipnei midas adin. In other words, the midas adin, the malachim of din, were there in front of Hashem saying, nothing doing. Even though Menashe is doing tshuva, we cannot accept him. He did so much ra in this world, he brought so much avodah zarah, we cannot accept him. So HaKadosh Baruch himself had to be chotar, had to dig under a special grave, like a special hole, where Menashe tshuva could come up. What does the pasuk say? Bereishis mamleches Yoyakim, ben Yashio. The beginning of the kingdom of Yoyakim. Chassidus says also another pasuk, Bereishis mamleches Tzidkiyo. The beginning of the kingdom of Tzidkiyo. Mashma, they were the first melech. Is that true? V'chiyad idno lehevei malchi. Up until now, there were no kings. What's the lashon of Bereishis? They're the first ones. Ela rather, they're the first ones in their situation that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir es olam kuloi letoyu vavoyu. In Yoyakim's time, they were doing so much ra that Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world. But Bishvil Yoyakim, no, forget, Bishvil Yoyakim. Yoyakim was doing ra. He was doing bid. Right. Because of Yoyakim, he was doing so much ra, Hashem wants to destroy the world. But Nistakel B'dor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the door of the generation, Sher Yoyakim, Rashi says, Sher Tzadikim, Sher Dayim Legolo Acheres Piyamaskar, there were still Tzadikim around, Nistakel Radait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cooled off. That's Lashon HaBereishis, meaning like it was come out the beginning, that at that time Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world, and it would have been a new beginning, but he did not do it because of the tzaddikim that were alive then. Now the same thing, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir es olam kulo letoyu vavoyu, b'shvil dor rishon tzidkiyo. And his generation was the opposite. At that time Rashi says, Hoyu Rishoyim. The whole generation were Rishoyim. Shekol HaTzadikim higlu kvar im yoyachin. So all of them left were Rishoyim. So Hashem wanted to destroy the world. But Nistako b'tzidkiyo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the tzaddik, Tzidkiyo, v'niskar radaita. That called them off. So again, that's why it's called Bereishis. For the Gemara, is that true that Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik? But Tzidkiyo namiksiv, v'ayasora b'en Yashem, that he did bad, Mashmi was not a tzaddik. So the answer is no, he himself was a tzaddik. But the ra, the bad that he did was, shehoye b'yode limchas, he could have protested, stopped the Jews from worshipping Avodah Zarah, v'loy micha, did not protest. So for that it's called he did ra b'en Yashem. But he himself was a tzaddik. What's the pasuk say? Ish chacham, a wise person, the Rashi that goes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's always called Hashem Ish Mechama. Nishpat as ish evil. Sometimes he gives judgment to a foolish person, to a Rasha. For rogaz uschayk, you have to have different strategy. Sometimes you have to be angry at them, and sometimes you have to be nice to them and laugh with them. But no matter which way Hashem acted with these Rishoyim, we'll soon see, v'yei nochas, he had no pleasure, he did not gain, they still remain with their Ra. Is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu said like this, ka'asti al achas, when I came to deal with achas, I got angry at him, I gave him punishment. For nosati b'yad malchei demeshek, I gave him over in the hands of the king of Damascus. What did he do there? Zivach v'kitin Eloheim, he worshipped their avodah zarah. Shem the pasuk says, v'yizbach ishechtu d'lohei Damascus. Ha-makim boy, that was hitting him then. So Vayermin he said, Ki Elohei Malchei Aram, Hei Ma'azri my son. These guards are helping us. Lohem Ezbach, to them I will shecht, I will bring kabonis. Vayazruni, and they will help me. Veim hoyda lach shiloi l'chol Yisrael. And they were the ones, the stumbling blocks for all Klal Yisrael. Shechakti, yes, that's one case. That Hashem got angry at Achaz. And he didn't have nachas, didn't help, even though he gave him over in the Melech Damesek, but still he did not do tshuva, but rather just went after their avodah zarah. Another instance was, Hashem said, Sochakti im Amtsia. When he went to do punishment against Amtsia, with him he was nice. He laughed with him, he tried to convince him to do tshuva nicely. V'nosati malchi Edom biyot, Hashem gave over Edom in the hands of Amtsia. And what happened? Hevi Eloi Heyem, he brought their gods, Vishtach v'lehem, to not help, he still worshipped their avodah zarah. Shneim the pasuk says, V'yachlechen after this, ben amatzio, mehakos es adoim, after he wiped out Edoim, V'yovoi es alehei, b'nei seir, he brought their king, seir Edoim, V'yamidem lelohim, he brought it for his gods, l'fnei mishtach v'lehem yatir, to them he bowed down, to them he worshipped. So either way, when you handle with Rishoyim, sometimes either way doesn't help. Whether you're nice to them, whether you're bad to them, ain't like nachas. Hashem didn't have any peace from them. Omer Papa, Hainu de Yamri Inshi, this is what people say. Bechile lamar de lo yoda. It's crying for the person that does not know what to do. And chaych lamar de lo yoda. And he can laugh for the person that doesn't know what to do. Veile lamar de lo yoda ben tov labish. Oyve to the master doesn't know between good and bad. That was like he didn't know how to act. He didn't know how to get them to return back to do tshuva. Either way, it doesn't help. Pasuk says, "Vayavoyu kol sori melech bovel, vayeshibu b'shar b'shar hatoich." They sat in the shar hatoich. What does this mean? Omre b'yechnon, b'shem Hashem menichoi, mokem shemechadchin boy halachis. That was the place where they were mechadish halachis. It is in the base of Mikdash itself. The mokem where they were sitting, and there used to be mechadish halachis over there. What she says, Bisar HaToich, means Loshon Choytech, Vayinu Bahara Bayis, in the base of Migdish, Uvi Yazoro, Sheshom HaYoshu Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin sat there, and they were used to Paschal Halachas over there. So in that place now, they wanted to bring in Avodah Zarah. Omra Papa. Yeah, not, yeah, that's what I said, Sanhedrin Gedolah. Sanhedrin Gedolah was in the Lishkas HaGodes, it was inside. Yeah. Right, yeah, Sanhedrin HaGedolah. Omra Papa, Hainu the Yamri, this is what people say. The Yasra Demori told Leizainer in the place where the master first used to hang up his clothing, Tamon Kulvareya Kulsetola. Now later, after the master is put down, the shepherd hangs up his dirty things there. That's what happened here. In the base of Mikdash, now they brought in Avodah Zarah. Omra Chizda, Omra Yirmiya, Baraba. My Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Al Sedei Ish Ot Selavati, of a lazy person I went. V'yakerim odam chosalev, of a vine yard of a person that has no heart. V'hine ola kuloi kimsheni, all thorns were coming up there. Kosu ponav charulim, the whole face was covered up with the bad things, with bad growings. V'geder avonim nerosu, and the stone fence was knocked down. What does this pasuk mean? The pasuk of Mishlei, al sedei ish otzel avarti z'achas. Shem went through achas. This Russia. V'yakerim Adam Chosalev through the vineyard of a Chosalev Zem Menashe was Menashe. He was missing his heart. He was worshiping so much Avodah Zarah. Vine Ola Kuloi Kimshunei Ze Omen Kosu Ponav Charulim Ze Yoyokim. So Rashi explains each one. Rashi says
kimshuni ze'amin shehela, Moses says, shehela shamnunis agabia mizbech l'kamon. He brought bad things on the mizbech. Ki seponov charulim ze'yayokim sheki seponov me'orish l'kodesh baruch hu. He like covered himself from the light of Hashem. We'll soon see what he said. Did he deny? He said, we do not need the light from Hashem anymore.
Yeah.
Asadi ish otso avati ze'achaz l'kodesh otso shechosam esatera. He sealed the Torah. Or bought less avoid. He took away the avoider. That's called he's lazy. He stopped the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. We'll soon see. Together avonim erasu zetzit kiyo shenechra Beis Hamikdash v'yomav. In his times, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Now we'll explain this. V'yomav chiz domrav yirmiyah baraba arba. So we'll explain it later on. And now he says arba kitois, four different categories of people, and mekablois plan shchina. Will not be able to see the Pnei Shechina Hashem. Kas Leitzonim, the jokers, Kas Shakronim, the liars, Kas Chanifim, people that flatter, and Kas Mesaper Lashon Hara, people that speak Lashon Hara. Kas Leitzonim, this is the Pesach says, Meshech Yodi Yes Leitzim, take my hands back from the Leitzim. Kas Shakronim, the people that lie, Tirsiv Doive Shkorim Leichon Negrenai, people that say lies cannot be in front of me. Kas Chanifim, people that flatter the Rishoyim, the Chsiva says, Kler Lefonav, Chonaf, Yavoy. A person that's a Chonaf, that flatters the Rishoyim, he cannot come in front of me. Kas Mesapri Lashon Hara, people that speak Lashon Hara, the Chsiva, the Pasuk says, Ki Loi El, Chofetz Rosh Ata, Loi Gurcha Ra, Tzadigatav, Loiya, B'megurcha Ra, that Ra cannot be in his livings. And the end of the Pasuk Rashi says, Hainu Mesapri Lashon Hara, the Chsiva Basrei, Tova Dovrei Kozav. Should be destroyed, don't break cause the people speak Ra. So there's lies. Okay. Yeah. So these are four kitim that will not be zoicha to see the Pnei Hashchina. The Yom Rav Chizdo Amar Rav Yirmi Yavaraba. Might have said, what's the Pasuk say? Lo Yisun Elecha Ra, nothing bad will happen to you. Pasuk until him, there's a brachis, there's going on Shlomo Melech. V'nega lo yikra b'yolecha. What does this mean? Lo yisun alecha ra, nothing bad will happen to you. Shelo yishtar den yetzara. Yetzara will not be shelter upon you, Shleima. V'nega lo yikra b'yolecha, not be a nega plague in your tent. That means nothing wrong will be wrong with your wife. Yolecha means your wife. Shelo timtze ishtacha sofik nida v'shoa shebom en aderech. When you finally come home and your wife is a sofik nida, that's the worst thing. If she's a vada nidi, you know to stay away from her. If she's not, very good. But if it's doubtful if she's a nidi or not, then you just come home, you want her, you'll be married happy, you'll say, yeah, for sure, you're okay. So that nega would not happen to Shlomo. Davrach, another pshat is, leisun alecha ro, shelo yivasucha chalemas roim veruim roim. No bad dreams or bad thoughts will bother you. V'nega likra b'yolecha, shelo yilecha ben oitalmet shemagdiach tashilu b'rabim. Do not have a son that will embarrass you, do bad things, Barabim. Atkan Baruchu Aviv. This is what Dovra Melech gave a bracha to his son, Shlomo. Mikan V'elech, the next words in the Psukim, is Birchosa Imoy. That was his mother, gave him the bracha. Ba'sheva gave him the bracha. It says, Ki malocha v'tzabachloch, lishmocha b'chol durachecho, al kapayim yisuncha, lift you up, al shacha b'fesen tidreich. It was Akan Virchasima. These were the brachas that the mother gave. The mother doesn't explain what they are, but these were the brachas the mother gave. That's what the father speaks about. Mispaula b'ner shi'natzo mi'evin nago from meroichim v'shedim. She davens that no harm should come upon her son. The tzikus chadaris lefayinian she'elu brachas brachas imay ki malachas sabaloch. That means that you should have people to watch you. No physical harm should happen to you. That's the brachas that the mother gives. That no physical harm should happen to you. Yeah, they should protect you. Show how protected with you. She have a good mazel. Yeah. Right. But this is what the bracha is here. Now, Mikan Velech, the next few psukim, is Birchosa Shemayim. This is the bracha that Hashem gives.